Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Poppy Evil. It is... Oh, we got to get that in there too, I reckon. Evil Weasel Wednesday, and man, is the evil out there. It's also the 6th day of February, 2019. It's 12:05 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 30 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 33 degrees today for the climate basin. It's just colder than a well digger's ass. It was 15 this morning. It snowed. Now it's frozen and it's going to snow and it's going to freeze some more. So it's winter. That being said, well, we're going to start off with just a little chit-chat. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, as all of you no doubt know, that you had the State of the Union address yesterday. I didn't watch it. I have no interest in another pack of fucking lies or listening to what the corporate aristocracy is throwing out there for the day, as they're going to do as they please, as what they're throwing out there for the consumption of the fucking subjects. You know, be out there and bow to the king and all, you know. But I found this interesting. CNN commentator Van Jones appeared to hold nothing back in his criticism of President Donald Trump's State of the Union address Tuesday night. Sitting on a panel with eight other people, Jones had an exchange with former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum, who said he believed Trump had tried to extend a hand to people outside the president's conservative base. Jones responded, quote, and this is the part I want you to listen to, "I see it very, very differently. I saw this as a psychologically incoherent speech with cookies and dog poop." You see, these are new legal terms. Remember what they wrote back on the mandamus? Incoherent. Gibberish. That just cancels everything out. That's all you got to say. Psychologically incoherent. So that's an open subject matter statement. How so? I mean, I never even heard the son of a bitch, but I guarantee I could understood the words coming out of his mouth just like this prick did. But this is what we've been reduced to, people. This is what we've been, that's your new legal terminology for the procedures are the king's dictates as they come along, okay? I just wanted to throw that in there before we got going good. Census Bureau, 75 million more immigrants by 2060, 95% of future U.S. growth. This is from Washington Examiner, sent in by Mark Schumacher for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Census Bureau is projecting that the population of the United States will hit 404 million by 2060, and nearly all of that net growth will be from immigrants and their families. God damn it, people, it wasn't 10 years ago. These were called illegal aliens. Remember? I mean, the way that they, gun control is called gun control, not gun safety laws. It's just this terminology. They think we're children. They think, I mean, well, what it's a oh, man. It's and you guys aren't, it's hard to believe, but L. Ron Hubbard, you know, the Dianetics. That is what they are fucking using on you. You create a state of fear, and then you put a proposition into somebody's mind. It's a hypnosis kind of operation. And then every time that, you know, they get scared, they go back to these irrational thoughts, because when the theory is that when you're in fear, see, you go clear from you fight and or flight and all that stuff, and when you finally get down to where you're just in anguish and stuff, you're on pure survival mode. And then the things you're hearing, the things that come into your mind, are not going into the analytical side of the mind. You're going into your moronic side of your mind. But the side of your mind that creates pictures and stuff in abstracts. And that's where this is what they have been fucking using for as long as it's been there.
They're also saying that 75% of them are going to be illegal, but they don't bring that out, just like you're saying.
It's
a joke.
Exactly. It's just like, you know, when Trump was running for president, he's out there, he's every one of them, they're taking U.S. jobs. The people of the United States don't have nothing no more, because you're pumping all this cheap labor in here. You've run down their wages till they're just barely fucking, they're living like fucking animals on the goddamn richest country on the planet that they own. And we're going to get rid of it, you know, every one of them is going to go. And the first thing I'm going to do is sign DACA. And then over this 2-year period, what has this morphed into, people? This has morphed into, I heard it on the Fox Little Goof channel today. We need more workers. Fucking why do we need more workers? If the idea is to cash this country out for the 1%, the international corporate elite, and get the money to them. Boy, yeah, they do. They need as many people in here getting it, stealing it as fast as they can, don't they? Because they steal from each other, and they're taking, I mean, they're all in on it. And one's trying to get more than the other. Boy, yeah, you need more people. But if you're a people, I mean, if you have a large piece of property, just think of it as an American national. You have a large piece of property. And that property is, you know, it's way more than enough to sustain your family, but it's your goddamn property. And you know that for generations, your son, he's going to build him a home on a hunk of that property. And there's a plenty to take care of him, a 10-child family. And then the next generation after that, and the next generation after that, as your children are born. But this theory here is, I got that large piece of property. That son of a bitch has to be cashed out at all costs. And who's getting the goddamn wealth from it? Well, the fucking top 1%. The thing is, just to cash the goddamn thing in, kill everybody off that down to 500 million, just enough to fucking massage their feet and lick their asses for them. And then everything will be just fucking perfect for them. But I mean, with this whole notion, we need more workers. Our goddamn people that are working now, all a worker really needs is goddamn room and board. Look at China. And then that phony fucking civil war, that phony fucking war to fucking bring in the goddamn, to subjugate the whole population underneath the corporate aristocracy that they wanted from the get-go. Yeah, we need, God, we have resources that have been tapped. Get it done. Get it out of the ground. Get it out there and get that money to them goddamn Jews, man. They want to, when they hold everything, then the 550 million left will be begging at their feet, because nothing will fucking belong to them. If you want to eat, you'll lick my ass. That's how it will fucking work. That's the intent of this whole goddamn thing. The Census Bureau is projecting that the population of the United States will hit 404 million by 2060, and nearly all of that net growth will be from immigrants and their families. Not immigrants, in fucking invaders. When somebody crosses in...
We're already at 40 fucking million. This article's about... I posted the article because it's so much bullshit in it. We're already at...
We're
400
about, million. I agree with you 110%, Mark. You goddamn right we are. Oh, they just don't know who everybody. They know who you and I are. They know what time we get up in the morning, man. Your seatbelts. They know if you have to have a seatbelt on. Boy, they know where you and I are at every minute of the fucking day, man. And they know if you got a penny, they saw you get it, and 3/4 of that penny you need to hand out over to them right now. But these goddamn invaders. Wow, we just. You know, we played that 11 million number for a whole lot of years, didn't we? And then day that jumped to 22 million. Try about 100 fucking million, because that's how many are here. And they're coming and they're flooding across right now as them phony son of a bitches stand up there and talk about, it's no longer. We have to remove these people from our country, which is what got that son of a bitch and con man put into the fucking Oval Office of the fucking corporation as the head CEO. But it's now come to the point. Oh well, we just got to keep the bad guys out, and we all these foreign, like the guy said, the guy marching from Honduras or where it was the other day that the so-called news reporter interviewed. I'm an international worker coming to the United States. Wait, let's bring every fucking motherfucker that wants to work in here. And then what's for us, people? What's for us that belong? They're taking what belongs to you and me. And they're giving it to people from fucking other foreign nations, people who are not us. And they have taken it from us without any due process of the law. They have done it through swindle. They have done it through fucking bribe. They have done it through straight up goddamn treason. It never belonged to them to give away to any, to take for themselves or to give to anybody else. Now, when that fucking so-called Revolutionary War is over, if you believe the fucking propaganda that they pumped at you, it belonged to all of us equally, didn't it? How is it that just a handful of fucking people who happen to belong to the secret societies and the fucking upper echelons of the goddamn churches ended up with all the fucking property? How did that happen? Did they take us to court and sue us for it? Or did they fucking swindle it out of us? Just like with that 14th Amendment, when they took it all. That's when they took it all, including us, and called us their property.
Yeah, and if you don't believe about the population numbers, just go to any major city about 5 o'clock in the morning and drive on the interstate. It's going to be bumper to bumper for hours. I mean, 10 years ago it wasn't like that.
10 years ago, I'll be honest about it. 20 years ago, I could drive to Klamath Falls. It's 60 miles away. I could drive to Klamath Falls and it'd be like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and you might see 2 or 3 cars going all the way through town. Now, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, it's bumper to bumper fucking traffic. This is out in the middle of no fucking where. This is what I'm talking about. All of this expansion. I want all my wild places took away. All we want to do is create more people to get that wealth out, to get more people into this country that doesn't belong to them, that is ours exclusively. These fucking traitors. And bring these foreigners in. That's what all the development's for. They don't need to build more houses for us. We didn't recreate our population. And then it mentions that in this goddamn article. Like I'm saying, this is like having your big piece of property and you're saying, geez, there's just nobody living here. Nobody's cutting down all the trees. Well, that's for my future. That's for my fucking children's future. It's for my grandchildren's future. It belongs to me. One in blood by my grandfathers. It belongs to me. No, there's people out there that suck corporate ass, man. And I mean, that's what they turned this whole fucking thing into. The country of industry. It wasn't to be a country of industry. We were supposed to be an industrial people as individuals. We were supposed to have a debt-free currency so that we could exploit our own resources, which would be like our own piece of land here, to our own benefit for our own. But these world motherfuckers came in here. And goddamn those goddamn aristocrats who fucking hijacked the uprising back in 1775. They were more there. That was their brethren. I mean, I look in this books and stuff and I see about, you know, here's the little crowd of these motherfuckers. You know, they want with the Federalists. I mean, growing up, like I said, I never saw the anti. I looked for them before. But I'd never seen the Anti-Federalist Papers. All I seen was the Federalist Papers. You would think that that was what the fucking whole thing was about. They were to be mentioned. There was some people that were in dissent there. They didn't mention that it was the mass fucking majority. And it was the mass fucking majority that were just regular folks that went out there. And what did they fight and die for? The fucking Bill of Rights and their fucking sovereignty. And they won a nation in the fucking bargain because they took it away from a king. And it belonged to us. It still belongs to us because every inch of it that has been taken, everything that has been stolen has been done so through an act of fraud. And we still outnumber them thousands to one. But if we keep fucking around here, just listen to this article. A new analysis of the figure shows that of the 79 million in 2060, 75 million will be legal and illegal immigrants and their families, a population the size of France and Belgium combined. Without immigration, according to the census analysis from the Center of Immigration Studies, the U.S. population would increase just by 3.7 million people. And I'm telling you, everywhere I go, I can't go camping no more. I can't go anywhere anyway because there's somebody already fucking there and they don't speak my fucking language. How in the fuck did they get here? They'll tell you, oh, they just like the goddamn Middle Easterners. Now we got this big problem with ISIS. How did they fucking get here? Who created this goddamn problem? And then the solution is to take my freedom and my property and hand it over to be exploited by the slaves owned by the fucking 1% corporate international elite. That's how. And I'm sick of fucking people that are going along with it. Don't quit calling yourself a patriot, Mark Kornke. And by God, I mean it. I heard that motherfucker on the radio this morning. You know what he refers to the people? You know, since this whole thing came out when we've done the mandamus and everything, he's back to referring to the people. You know what you are? You're a taxpayer. That's who he's talking to. He's talking to the taxpayers. The very essence of being the subject that the 14th Amendment made you. But you should rise up as taxpayers. And that, I guess that would exclude the 100 million displaced in 2008 that are living in goddamn tents and shit and living like fucking animals while you're living a good comfortable life, you son of a bitch. Who, I mean, betrayal? I got thinking about it earlier. You know, fuck, I've listened to that dude for 34 fucking years. And fucking, I've heard him say on occasion, you know, there'd be things going on. And he'd say, I've told them, this quote, I've told them that I won't be able to keep this under control if they keep doing this or that. So you had something under control, did you, Mark Kornke? Had you been controlling the goddamn people that you knew were subject slaves? He's one of the people who knew all of this all the fucking long, people, okay? No matter what kind of shit he's trying to fucking sell you. He knew. And he didn't tell you. That ain't the direction he took. He took the direction of, well, he loves that fucking industry. Both him and Don had come up on the air and said, we're not only capitalists, we are flaming capitalists. And don't forget that when John was with us here, he went on Mark's program and they were having a discussion about General Smedley Butler. Who stopped a fucking, it was supposed to be a military coup. And who was it led by? The fucking huge industry. You know, like, the huge industry, the billionaire corporations were the ones leading it. And Smedley Butler, according to Mark Kornke, was a fucking traitor for not turning us into a fascist fucking country right then and there. He's a fascist. That's what he fucking wants. Kill all the niggers. Kill everybody. Let's get a pigment fucking test. And if your fucking skin isn't light enough, kill every fucking one of them and he'd do it. You're not a Christian? Kill him. He'd do it. You will be white Christian and you will fucking live under the theocracy we will put in place. The corporate theocracy is what it will be because we're about industry. We're about cashing out. We're about the worship of mammon. And that is your God. So don't throw no more of that lying shit at me. I'm sick of listening to it. We find that varying that varying the immigration component has a very large impact on the future size of the U.S. population. The Census Bureau projected net immigration of 46.4 million between 2017 and 2060. And that's a lie. You know they're going to lie by a fucking at least a half, because they're telling you there's 22 million people in, of them here now, when there's over 100 million, like Mark said. Creating a total population of 404 million in the year. There's already that here in the year in that year, 96 million larger than in the last census in 2010, and 79 million larger than in 2017. The addition is roughly equal to the combined populations of France and Belgium. Almost all 75 million of the post 2017 increase is due to future. It's not immigration. I mean, God damn it. It wasn't five fucking years ago. That's illegal immigration. And we'll just start saying immigration. Goebbels said it. Just fucking just keep telling that fucking lie over and over again. Pretty soon, oh, yeah, that's immigration. Those are immigrants coming. Those are fucking invaders. They are alien to us. They are not our people. They are not American nationals. They are foreign nationals invading us. That is immigrants who have not yet arrived, but who will do so absent a change in policy, plus their descendants, said the report provided in advance to Secrets and released this morning. Concerns that Americans won't produce enough new citizens. This is talking about us now. In the country that nobody should be here but us. I didn't authorize nobody to come here. The people did not. They would have had to take us to fucking, they couldn't do it. They just did not have the authority. This has all been done as a rogue fucking invasion of our country, started by the goddamn corporate elite the behind the gates that fucking created the fucking that fraudulent 14th Amendment and declared you and I their fucking servants, their slaves, their fucking subjects. Enough new citizens on its own has alarmed some politicians who have advocated for expanding immigration so that there are enough younger workers to fill the jobs in the figure. So you got to pump in more to take care of the old more, to take care of the old more. And pretty soon, fucking weird. They've erased us from fucking history. They'll never. I mean, that is their fucking plan. This is the only thing that has ever fucking brought one of these elitist pricks to hill has been the goddamn American nationals and their fucking tenacity to fight. And their goddamn balls to fight, which seem to be fucking lacking at the moment. But the CIS analyst from Stevens Camarato, the center's director, by the way, and speaking of Corky, now goddamn it, man, wouldn't you think that if, you know, like when we figured it out that you know exactly how they were doing this shit and that we are considered subjects and they are ruling us by, they're removing our fucking rights with the legislation, they're writing it down on a fucking piece of paper, that you would be screaming it from the mountaintops, that you would want every American national to know what was going on if we were to come together as a people and fucking stop it? No. We're going to talk about taxpayers. We're going to talk about mammon, because that's what you live by. That's what you live for. That's what you are. Future immigration. That is immigrants who have not yet arrived. Concerns that Americans won't produce enough new citizens on its own has alarmed some politicians. You pumped in so fucking many, and that's why that chain migration's there. You're bringing in their fucking old people too. Now this son of a bitch, as you know, they use an anchor baby and then they bring in the fucking grandpa, and grandpa just turned 65. He gets fucking goddamn, social security. It'd be the minimum amount, but he'll be getting social security, never paid a fucking dollar into it. And the people who did pay, our generation, the goddamn baby boomer generation that paid the most, they don't intend for us to get one fucking dollar of it. They intend to exterminate us. And then the next population of slaves can pay for the next population of slaves. When it gets down to fucking slavery, you think this shit's really going to all be there again? Or is it going to be the fucking king sitting on his fucking throne? You know, back in the days in old Europe with the fiefdoms and the serfs upon the land. Well, what were they called? What were they called in to do every so often? Come in and pay your taxes, taxpayer, because that's what subject means. It means you're a taxpayer. So I guess you advocate for fucking subjugation of our people, Mark Carnegie. You sure as fuck ain't gonna talk about this. Too fucking dangerous, ain't it? Might he really have to do something rather than just control people, huh? Who have advocated for expanding immigration so that there are enough younger workers to fill jobs in the future. Because the thing of what our goal here is, America wasn't to live the American dream, freedom and liberty, and to have your own home and your own property, and to be able to fucking just be free of peace of mind and body. It was to fucking exploit this place. It was to cut down every fucking tree. It was to take all the fucking wealth and hand it over to the fucking goddamn super elite at the top. Right? And you're right in on it because you think you're going to get your cut? But the CIS analyst from Stephen Camerato, the Center Director for Research and lead author of the report, said the age of the population won't be significantly impacted or lowered from younger immigrants. They're not immigrants. This is fucking invasion. When somebody is an immigrant, when you immigrate, you fucking have, you have permission to come in. If you, it's like when you come into my house. It's the difference of whether you knock on the door and I invite you in or whether you fucking kick the door open and walk in. That's the fucking difference between immigration and invasion. And the American people have never even been asked, let alone the fact that they've had their goddamn, their nation fucking seized from them without due process of the law by a bunch of fucking international criminals. A handful have done this to us and we've let it. Like I said, the true goddamn founders of this country are rolling in their fucking graves right now. And how fucking stupid we are. There's no question that the immigration will add tens of millions of people to the U.S. population in the next four decades, while only modestly impacting the ratio of workers to non-workers, Camerato said. Instead, he suggested that keeping people in the workforce longer by pushing retirement off would have a bigger impact. Well, goddamn, don't that sound like a much better idea? They work you like a fucking animal. The older you get, the harder they fucking work you at, the less. I mean, they'll take somebody who was a middle-class worker in an industry, and you'll end up fucking a door greeter at fucking Walmart, a door greeter at fucking 80 just so you can get your fucking bowl of beans. And when you get to where you can't even do nothing that the fucking benefits them, then they'll fucking put your ass down like a fucking dog. In contrast to immigration, a small increase in the retirement age can always have a larger impact on the work age share of the population without the implications of the environment and quality of life that may come from a much larger population. I see what you have fucking done. When I go out to the places I went fucking 20 years ago, see, the places I went when I was young, they should still be just as wild as they were when I went there when I was young. Because our generation did not reproduce our numbers. There shouldn't be more people out there. All of this fucking hordes that you're seeing. These are fucking, this is an invasion into your country. And you haven't done a goddamn thing about it. Go out and vote. I'll go vote for Trump. At least he said he'd get rid of all the illegal invaders. That was his big promise. Remember that? And you be out there that are listening to me. You people, I know you fucked up now. But don't tell me that wasn't the reason that people that fucking had never voted in their life and then they tried to, that wasn't his real, it was the economic issues that really put him into office. That's what he's telling you right to your fucking face as you're sitting there looking, as you're sitting there watching your fucking world crumble around you.
They want you dead at 65.
They want you dead. They don't want you to get $1. You know, everybody I've known, that is like Miller, you know, remember when Miller died? I mean, it's coming up, yeah, the anniversary of it. But you know, he'd been trying to get his Social Security. You know when he got it? Just one day they came in, he went to the doctor. Oh, the doctor signed a slip and he got his, SSI. He'd been working, hurting and stuff and everything. I mean, just because he had to work. You have to work to live because it's fucking, none of this belongs to you. You're just a fucking human goddamn machine that they use. Six months, everything that man paid in his whole life. Spike, he 25 fucking years he paid in, he never drew one fucking dollar of it. Not one. Everybody I know that has died, as close to me, that I knew what, I mean, like old Bill Petter. I mean, goddamn, he works some high-paying jobs. Conductor on the fucking railroad, and retired as a conductor on the railroad. And he would show me his pay stubs. We were close as brothers, because he used to show me just what they were doing to him. And God Almighty, the money he paid into what even as long as his wife lives, and she worked fucking for 20 years too, as long as his wife lives, what they paid in will not be a drop in the ocean of the money that they had paid in. And remember, those dollars were worth fucking 50 times more than these fucking dollars that they're handing you back. This is the biggest fucking scam that ever fucking happened. But we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about taxpayers. Taxpayers really need to rise up as taxpayers, as fucking subjects. Camaretto's report concluded the debate over immigration should not be whether it makes for a much larger population. It does. The debate over immigration should also not be whether it has a large impact on increasing the working age share of population or the ratio of workers to retirees. It does not. The key question for the public, that's you and me and policymakers, is what cost and benefits come with having a much larger population. Well, if you're part of the 1% down to the 5%, it's all good for you, and fuck the rest of us, right, Mark? Fuck the rest of us. How about fuck you? Larger cost and benefits come with having a much larger population and more densely settled country. Some foresee a deteriorating quality of life with a larger population, including its impact on such things as pollution, congestion, loss of open spaces, and sprawl. But Ben, damn, there's contracts going on. Goddamn, you could go out and you could go and get in on the money thing. And see, then you could go somewhere else and enjoy your fucking life after you fucking hoarded my country. After you created this United States like a two-bit fucking, south side of Chicago back alley whore. Others may feel that a much larger population will create more opportunities for business workers and consumers. Businesses, as you goddamn right, because that's all this is about, is industry. This is not the land of liberty and freedom. This is the land of fucking mammon. Make a buck. Fuck somebody over and make a buck. Steal something from somebody and make a buck. That's what it's about. These projections do not resolve those questions. What the projections do tell us is where we are headed as a country in terms of the size and density of population. The question for the nation is, do we wish to go there? No, that's not the question for the nation. Subjects have no fucking say in it. This is the internationals. They're doing as they please. They're running roughshod over us. The largest army of cowards to ever exist on planet Earth. And they're just fucking walking all over these little pencil neck bricks who couldn't crack an egg with a fucking hammer. And that's the truth. Whether anybody likes it or not, the fucking truth's going to be told. I know you fucking hate it. I tell you, the people that want me the most off the fucking air and want rid of from the trenches are those are the fucking that bunch over there. Just like over at the Intel. You know they what they've been doing, people, you know, since we got took out of Facebook. See, Corky, he comes, I can see him, I can see where people are on my thing, and I know his, because he's a commenter, you know, they're drawing stories off the fucking site. Well, you know, after we got taken out of Facebook, they started taking our stories and just putting them over there like they've been sent to the micro effect, and then putting them on Facebook because don't say from the trenches on it, you can put it on Facebook. But I didn't care, because the information was getting out. And when my shit was fucking, or our shit, I'm sorry, our shit, was fucking used, then we were giving credit on the radio. Now, oh, you know, you can go over to the micro effect scroll page and see that. See, you fucking, I think that's called parasiting, isn't it? Or is that just part of the hijacking, Mark? You think I'm fucking stupid? You think you're dealing with stupid people here? And I see you backing away from it. What do they got planned? Whatever it is, they're not going to get you, are they? South Carolina Attorney General calls marijuana the most dangerous drug in America. I love this, man. This is from Civilized, sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye. We're past the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1244 Pacific Time. That was Edge of Revolution by Nickelback. Shit. You know, I wish, you know, some of you old people are listening right now, you've listened a long time. I mean, you listen as long as I have to old Cornkey over there. You know what that's fucking, what was over there before we stepped up and made fucking, started telling the real fucking truth and telling the current fucking truth and pushing the people towards fucking freedom instead of being goddamn pissed off taxpayers. The subject matters that they covered on their goddamn programs were either ancient history or they were fucking pure religion or their big stories. Oh, they were a month or two old. But if you can parasite off somebody, boy, that's what the good Christian does. They parasite off of other fucking people. And I knew that, like I said, that they were taking the stories, but they were getting past fucking YouTube with them. I'm just fuck fine, great. Anybody, you know, anybody can get them past them, do it. But when you come up and you start, it comes, this article comes from the and stop yourself. The micro effect. No, it didn't. You fucking stole it. You parasited it. And we don't care. We want's the information out. But what a low fucking thing to do. What a low way to run your fucking operation. That's so you can, now you found out what current news can do. Current news has some fucking power, don't it? That shit you used to talk about months old. It was just a dead thing laying there. And what you had, as you had control over, the handful of people that had been trained in, like, the militias, the Michigan militia and stuff like that. And they're all gonna jump at your command. And so when the government had a problem with the people starting to be a little troublesome, I guess you're the guy they gave a phone call to, because you're the guy that came on the radio and said you told them that you don't know if you could control it. Huh? Well, how far do you want to fucking take it? South Carolina Attorney General calls marijuana the most dangerous drug in America. This is just fucking goofiness. We often hear members of law enforcement state the dangers of marijuana to ridiculous levels, but the Attorney General of South Carolina has perhaps said the most ridiculous statement at all. And that's another thing they were talking about this morning, is the fucking drugs. Now, you see, the thing about the Bill of Rights, it doesn't allow the state to make fucking laws that to control our personal lives. But that abortion fucking law, they want. That's why I tell you, they don't want the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights doesn't allow them to control you in any way. The only person that can take you to task is another American national through the procedures in that Bill of Rights in a common law court under a common law jurisdiction. But they want them, just like the sundry laws, just like the first fucking sellout churches. Who, you can't drink on Sunday, because that's my belief. Fuck you! The flood of drugs is coming in. He's twisting. Striding on around, and I make a prediction right now. Come this next election, he's going to be backing a good Republican candidate, or maybe a Libertarian, but it's going to be a corporate backing of the corporation that has fucking enslaved our people. Remember that. South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson referred to marijuana as the most dangerous drug in America. Wilson's comments were part of a press conference where several other politicians, law enforcement officials, and doctors spoke out against a proposed bill that would legalize medical marijuana in South Carolina. See, these people, the fucking arrogance of them. You've sat there and you claim to be a fucking patriot. You claim to be, you believe in liberty. But you would tell me what I can and cannot put in my fucking body? I ain't asking nothing from you, buddy. I'm fucking filthy rich. This goddamn country belongs to me. I can chase my lineage back to the fucking beginning. After that fucking so-called Revolutionary War, this motherfucker belonged to my family. And it has never been legally taken away from us. It has been swindled. It has been defrauded by people like you.
They got to keep the pretense up about marijuana, because if they make it sound like it's not a dangerous drug, they're not going to make any money. You got to remember, they're running this shit across the border, man.
It's not just that, Mark. It's the pharmaceutical. Do you people realize the pharmaceutical industry has patented every strain of marijuana on this fucking planet? Just went out and patented nature. It's just like this fucking bullshit with, you know, the Rembrandt picture we're dealing with. Oh, fucking, if you're gonna patent reality as it unfolds. You're gonna patent nature and say it belongs to me. No, it fucking don't. It belongs to every human being on this fucking planet. Not you. You can go get your fucking share of it. You can grow you a marijuana plant. You can grow you a poppy plant. You can grow you whatever you want, but you don't fucking own this goddamn earth, you cocksuckers. Industry shit sucking bastards. Wilson said marijuana is the most dangerous drug because it is the most misunderstood drug. Oh yeah, it irks their fucking ass that the pharmaceuticals aren't making the money off this. Everyday people are making a lot of goddamn money off this. You know, I was talking about that there are alternate currencies out there. This is one of them, and they know it. There is more barter done in the state of Oregon with fucking marijuana than I bet there is with money. What do you want to bet? Because everybody isn't the fucking little few they show you on the goddamn TV. There's more things, there's more items exchanged, more commerce outside of this illegal fucking occupation, corporate fucking government going on. That's the biggest thing. And if there's anything that has any medical value, only the pharmaceuticals own it. This little group, it's just like our oil in this country, our fucking resources in this country. It ends up just a little handful of people own that. It don't belong to the people of the earth. What's on this earth belongs to just a handful of special people. They're called industrialists. You see? And they're so much smarter than you because they don't have no problem fucking people. It ain't that I couldn't have took, it's just that I have a conscience I wouldn't take. They have no conscience, and don't let them fucking con you into thinking they do. Wilson said marijuana is misunderstood. He said that it is, quote, the drug that teaches kids about all other drugs, and mother's milk leads to heroin. We've heard this fucking bullshit. I mean, and it's laughable. It has come to the point where it's laughable. And I'm telling you why the big attack on marijuana. Because there's no way it just exploded so fast that there was no way that the goddamn pharmaceuticals could get a control on it. It's just a med. It can only be used med. You're not allowed to feel good on it. You're not allowed to use it yourself. You're not allowed to grow it yourself and use it like a plant that was put on this fucking earth for you. That's a part of your natural environment. And then there's the fact, like I said, the commerce fact. The fact that goddamn across this country, marijuana is a goddamn, it's a means of exchange. It's like gold. It's real. You can touch it and hold it in your fucking hands. It ain't like these fucking numbers floating around in space. And it ain't like these fiat fucking paper dollars that they decide the value of every morning. That fucking how many crystals on it, what the percentage of THC, just like gold. That's what it is. It's the other currency. And yeah, we're ready. We're ready, Cornkey. We're ready for that. When this is over, we're ready. We're already moving, buddy. We're already participating in commerce that you know about it. Like you've known about everything for all along. Just kind of kept it to yourself like old Mr. Rothschild told you to do, huh? So that you could benefit off the fucking stupidity of others. They use the words like, a gateway. Oh, that's, was it? Presumably Wilson is somewhat referring to the gateway drug theory, but he's not even smart enough to say that. He instead went on to, this weird rant. They use words like stoned, high, wasted, baked, fried, cooked, chonged. I've never heard that. Cheeched. I've never heard that. Dope, faced, whatever. Blazed, blitzed, blunted, blasted, a dank, stupid, wrecked, and that's only half the words they use, Wilson said. Who the fuck are you, Wilson? You put your pants on one leg at a fucking time, buddy. Who are you to fucking tell me to do anything, you son of a bitch? Where is your authority? Just because you're you? Because you're part of the fucking corporation? Because you're part of the industrial... it isn't just the industrial war complex. It's the... fucking industrial complex that is fucking, that our own fucking people fucking sold us out for. Well, at least 12 to 20% of them did. And they ain't gonna let go of nothing that they did because they sold their fucking souls when they signed the first contract. And they know it. And then pretending to be religious makes me want to puke. I mean, many of those words could be used to describe what happens when people take prescription painkillers. Well, yeah, which are legal. Okay. What's this legal, illegal thing? How could they ever be illegal? Then if I'm living under a Bill of fucking rights, it says that I have to actually have fucking harm somebody other than myself before I can even be brought to answer to any action that I take as a free man with my liberty. And there's nothing. See, this is where the heart of it is. They would, I promise you, old Joe McNeil, hey, oh God, he hates fucking drugs. He hates the fucking all these goddamn doper son of a bitch and bastards. They ought to be all took out and killed. He would tell you what you can and cannot put in your body, but you better not tell him what he can put in his body. He's somebody poor. He's significant what he is. So yes, or those words could also be used by people who drink alcohol, which is also legal. There is no legal or illegal to it. Whatever's on this guy, where the fuck did anybody ever get off? You think about it, people. It comes from that fucking religious thing. Where did anybody ever get off? I mean, you have two people born side by side. They stand up, they start walking at the same time. And then fucking, 15 years later, they walk up and one has some kind of authority over the other. Naturally, within the goddamn bounds of what we know to be nature. And the bounds of math and physics. What, like I said, I want to see that which makes you fucking an authority over me, which makes you better than me somehow. Oh, it comes right down to goddamn language. You know what? You people are listening to me and you're hearing my words, but all these R's just, my vocal cords making vibrations in the goddamn air. These people would have you think that everything that they do. I heard one the other day said Donald Trump would not be Trump, would not be president. God made him president. God made Donald Trump president. Okay, guys. That's the fucking psychotic unreality that you are forced to experience your life in misery with. I mean, you won the lottery just getting to be on this planet and getting to live and look and be able to interpret and see things and take things in and think and learn and enjoy and everything that, I mean, the whole goddamn planet is a Garden of Eden. And it was given to you. And some motherfucker wants to come along and he's got a better idea of how you should live to the point that it makes you fucking miserable. You don't, that's the whole fucking idea. I just know better than you because, well, I'm me. You see? Every one of us is absolutely, distinctively individual. That's how the fingerprints, that's with the goddamn, the irises of your eyes. Don't tell me the rest of your mind and everything else isn't the same. There are no two of us alike. For you to pretend that you are somehow in the great equation better than me, really? But that is what we have been living under. That is what my life's time has been taken away from me. There's a lot of things I would have loved to have done. A lot of things I could have enjoyed. I could have, God, to get born and get to live. Get to experience it. To look up into the fucking sky and see the stars and the moon and do things, work and hunt and fish and be a part of the natural fucking world. All robbed. Why? So some cocksucker could make some fucking greenbacks. So he could have more to until the point to where he felt, well, I can start telling you what to do now because I piled up more fucking goodies than you. I don't think that that's what this goddamn planet was supposed to be about. I don't think that that's what life is supposed to be about. You can't just live your life and leave me the fuck alone, can you? Then I'm going to have to, I don't want to say it. I'm going to have to do something about you, ain't I? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's why I call it the living hell.
You goddamn right we do. This is a hell. This is a living hell. This is what hell is all about. It's full of fucking evil people. And the people
it
who
really
just...
is.
Go ahead, brother.
When you sit back and you think about it, man, when you think about, all the cancer cures they hide from us, all the free, the free energy they hide
Shit.
From us, just all the things that our life could be improving, these SOBs stop us from having them. But you know what? They have them. You know what I'm
you
saying?
You bet you they have them. And what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to be a good little citizen. You're supposed to go down there and build bombs for them and pay your taxes so that they can go blow people up in the other, all over the fucking world who just want to be left the fuck alone to live their fucking experience. It's only goddamn, when you look at the human lifespans compared to other things, you know, it's a spit on spittle. It's over that fast. But they want to steal that from you. Because they have nothing better to do, I don't guess. They're not satisfied with themselves. They know that they are lesser in intelligence and aptitude. So they have to parasite off you so that they can put them, try to pretend that they're in an elevated position above you. There's nobody on this goddamn planet better than anybody else. None.
That's right.
We're all created the same way. We're all created as absolute individuals. You don't have no right to judge what's right for me, you son of a bitch. As long as I'm not bothering you with what you're doing, you gotta leave me alone. And if you can't, I'll do something about you. Anyways, we made it to the top of the hour. Sorry about the rant. But we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And you think about what's more important. The taxpayers getting their will with the goddamn government, making them spend that tax money that they pay in. You know, the tax money taken in this country, and they're taking in trillions. They take in over $1 trillion in tax. It doesn't pay the interest on the fucking debt. Everything that you're seeing is not, you're not stealing the money out of, I'm not stealing the money out of your fucking wallet. It's already gone. It's gone to that industry that you fucking love so much. And the money that's being spent today is being borrowed from my great-great-grandchildren's name and from them. And you already owe me us $22 trillion. We're just supposed to just sacrifice our life so yours can be better. That's what we were put here for, right? I think you're going to find out different. And that is the word from the trenches.